Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a license in inebriology and a passion for the music popular back when my grandparents first saw 21 emblazoned on a cake. Often when an artist reached for an instrument, the other hand was reaching for the bottle. Aside from sex and money, it is perhaps the most inexhaustible muse in rock and rhythm. The results were often comical, full of dynamism, and occasionally insightful and remorseful. Artists left no hooch unchecked. Wine, gin, whiskey, champagne, cocktails. It was a fully stocked oral bar in rock and rhythm. Way back in 2008, one of the first installments of the review was a salute to alcohol titled Drunk. A dozen years later, I say it's time for another round. Time to get drunker on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review as we pour one on with Don and Dewey, Billy Love, The Four Shades of Rhythm, Gene Simmons, Jimmy Rainey and Slim Slaughter, Young John Watson, Papa Lightfoot, The Four Deuces, and Nina Simone. After Jackie Brenston's success with Rocket 88, tepid sales of follow-up My Real Gone Rocket found Sam Phillips pulling a fast one, and plank spanker Milton, a.k.a. Billy Love, left holding the tab as Love found this 1951 tune credited to Brenston and his Delta Cats. It was the finest track Brenston never made. And so it would go for Love, whom acolyte Roscoe Gordon aptly noted, drank himself to death, aged 45, juiced. Post-war blues fiddlers were an exceedingly rare fraternity in rock and rhythm. Clarence Gatemouth Brown, Bo Diddley, and Don Sugarcane Harris. Harris, along with pal Dewey Terry, recorded as Don and Dewey, a criminally commercially unsuccessful duo. Both were multi-instrumentalists, but it was Don that played his electric violin on this 1959 Joe Liggins cover that was belatedly uncorked 10 years later, Pink Champagne. We'll be right back. Zombie is the foreboding name of a high-powered melange. However, this zombie was excavated from Microlabel Sensation's vaults early 2020, an unreleased cover of a Browley Guy and the Skyscrapers tune, as by the Four Shades of Rhythm, poured likely 1948. Bartender, Knock Me a Zombie, Part 1.
I'll take a sip, a little bit of nip, I'm a zombie. Say, bartender,
what do you want?
Knock me a zombie. A jiggle of gin, enough to make you grin, and a bottle of rum. Say, bartender,
what do you want, son?
Knock me a zombie. Don't want no ice, don't need no ice to dilute it. Just hand me that rum, you son of a gun, and watch that jive just ooze on down. Yo ho, you're much too slow, you son of a gun. Say, bartender,
what do you want?
Knock me a zombie. Zombie. Say, bartender,
what do you want?
Knock me a zombie. Oh, ba-ro-ro, jiggle of gin, enough to make you grin, and a bottle of rum. Say, bartender, knock me a zombie. Don't want no ice, don't need no ice to dilute it. Just hand me that rum, you son of a gun, and watch that jive just ooze on down. Yo-ho, you much too slow, you son of a gun. Say, bartender, knock me a zombie.
You want cherry?
Man, that's wine.
You want cherry?
That sounds like food to me.
Sweet Lucy,
I had that last night.
I want the bartender to knock me a zombie.
Who knew a little gin could cause such a lengthy stupor? Me and My Gin was poured in 1928 by Bessie Smith. However, during its journey to become a blues standard, became titularly confused with an earlier gin-soaked Smith tune. So by the time Nina Simone covered it in 1961, stumbling onward even today, Me and My Gin transmuted into Gin House Blues.
To you. I'm in my sin. Oh, stay away from me, everybody, 'cause I'm in my sin. If this Johnny Reed, somebody give me my gin.
The credits from the only single the Joe D label ever served reads Jimmy Rainey and Slim Slaughter. This wasn't East Coast jazz guitarist Jimmy Rainey. This was Bay Area drummer Jimmy Rainey, the likely pseudonym of Joe DeHorney, and drinking buddy Slim is likely 88 ace Percy Slaughter. From 1960, You Drink Too Much Booze.
Drink, drink, drink. Baby, that's all you do. I'm gonna have to put you down, 'cause you drink too much booze. We went to a nightclub, but my money went a little too fast, 'cause every time I looked around, my chick had an empty glass. Stopped off at a party, I thought that chick were done, but she drunk six quarts of beer.
Tupelo's second most famous son also recorded for Sun Records, but got hardly a nip the attention of Tupelo's most famous son. In fact, Sam Phillips only saw fit to release one single before Morris, aka Gene Simmons, moseyed over to other labels. Cut in 1957 and characteristic of Phillips, aged it a year before it was poured. Drinking wine.
It couldn't be true. Spent all my money and left me so blue. Tried to tell her she was doing me wrong. Leave old daddy over here all alone. Someday, honey, you'll understand. I'd appreciate a real true man, yeah. Drinking wine, a little bourbon too. Falling around, that's all we'll ever do. Hold my hand, say I'm your man. I love you, baby. Can't you understand? Well, I saw you running around the other night. I bugged out and you looked like you're tight. The guy you was with, he looked real mean. Kind of fella I'd never seen. Lights in the joint was turned down low. I heard you whisper, you're my daddy, oh yeah. Drinking wine, a little bourbon too. Running around, that's all you'll ever do. Say I'm your man. I love you, baby. Can't you understand? Well, I sat in the booth real close to you, sipping along slow on my bottle of brew. Jukebox was playing a sad, sad song entitled Baby, You're Doing Me Wrong. I left the joint walking slowly home. Heard a voice say a gal done wrong. Here she comes knocking on my door. I see your family reaching for my old 44, yeah. Drink in my hand, a little bourbon too. Running around, that's all you'll ever do. Hold my hand, say I'm your man. I love you, baby. Can't you understand? Drinking wine, hey, a little bourbon too. Running around, that's all you ever do. Hold my hand, say I'm your little man. I love you, baby. Can't you understand?
White port and lemon juice was a low-rent cocktail, but Luther McDandles had such a thirst, he immortalized it in a 1955 song with his group The Four Deuces. While the Italian-Swiss Colony Company had such a thirst, they commissioned a jingle, too. The Four Deuces stayed sober for only three tracks on micro-label Music City, but Daniels had a longer binge going solo. WPLJ.
Well, I said WPLJ, it really tastes good to me. Oh, 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 WPLJ, won't you take a drink with me? It's a good, good wine, it really makes you feel so fine.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
Well, I went to the store when they opened up the door. I said, please, please, please give me some more.
White port and lemon juice.
Oh, 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 oh,
white port and lemon juice.
White port and lemon juice. Ooh, what'll do to you? Well, the W is a white, the P is a port, L is a lemon, and the G is juice.
White port and lemon juice.
Released on the heels of his Proconistic Space Guitar, it would also be his last call on Federal, and the last time he was billed as Young John Watson. Because of Watson's six-string prowess, he was thereafter billed as Johnny Guitar Watson, and one can clearly discern the ragged echoes of Space Guitar on this 1954 follow-up, Getting Drunk.
I'm getting drunk, I'm getting high, and here's the reason why. My baby, ooh, she left me. She didn't even say goodbye. gone ever since the week before last. Got so high from this same glass, I'm getting drunk, ooh, because baby's gone away. Yeah, she been gone so, oh, so long, and I'm not gonna have no fear. I'm gonna drink 7 gallons of whiskey and about 6 or 7 cases of beer. Yes, I'm getting drunk, ooh, I don't know why. My baby's gone, I'm about to cry. I'm getting drunk, because baby's gone away. Hill and hill, 6/5 of gin, ooh, 2. Watch the bill start over again. I'm gonna drink, ooh, I'm gonna drink something. I'm telling you about this gin. Yes, I'm getting drunk, don't know why. My baby's gone, I'm about to cry. I'm getting drunk, ooh, because baby's gone away. Let's get drunk a little bit, all right? Just about 6 or 7 cases of beer. Yes, she been gone ever since the week before last. Look out, Zim, hand me my glass. I'm getting drunk, because baby's gone away.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Morris Shepherd and Neil Skapelhorn. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review. In 1954 brewed yet another prochronistic tune as blues harpist Alexander, aka Papa Lightfoot, blew this buzzed masterpiece in New Orleans for Imperial, but failed to stir up notice, and Lightfoot faded before mounting a late 60s comeback, cut short by his untimely passing at age 47. Wine, women, whiskey.
Wine, women, whiskey. Call me the devil.